everyone. I am Radio. Welcome to OPM Live Blog Talk Radio with Burnaby Nickelberry. I am your guest host, Michelle Watson, filling in for Verna while she is on vacation with her family in the lovely mountains of Tennessee. And so we hope that she is getting a much needed rest and spending time with her family as well. Our guest today is Elder Donald R. Shavers II. He is an evangelist. Unfortunately, he has not yet called in. And so I'm just going to speak to you guys a little bit and hope that he checks in with us shortly. I know that every day after, or every Tuesday and Thursday, at the end of the session, Vernon normally gives you a Bible verse. And I'm just going to go ahead and give that to you. Today's is, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." And so let us just take a moment to think about what that really means. Yes, Christ is able to do more than we ask or think, but it's for his glory. It's not just so that Christians can get rich or so that we can flaunt our wealth or whatever other reasons many people come up with. It is so that we will be blessed, but so that he will ultimately get the glory for it. And so we thank God for the many blessings that we have and do so knowing that we want to honor him at the same time. And so if anyone else would like to call in, our guest call-in number is 347-637-3920 to listen by phone in case your internet is not working exactly right today. And let's see. I am going to... apologize that our guest has not checked in. I do understand that that happens from time to time, and people have things that come up. And so I do hope that Minister Shavers is doing okay and that he's not missing us for a tragic reason. I hope that he is doing well. And so I hope that y'all's week has been going well, that you have good things planned for the weekend. I will be attending my second all-white party and networking with people here in the wonderful city of Atlanta. So I'm looking forward to doing that. You never know what kind of people you're going to meet in Atlanta, but I can honestly say that since I started getting out and networking with people, I have met nothing but people full of love in a way that you don't always expect in a big city. And so I can tell y'all that the big ATL is a great place to live today. And so let me just encourage you all out there who may be going through something right now that you're not sure how to handle it. Scripture, Jeremiah 33:3 does say, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. And so if you've got things that you're not really sure quite how to work them out, you're not sure where the wisdom is going to come from for different situations and things like that, then call to God because he's there. His word also says in James that if we lack wisdom in anything, all we have to do is ask him because he's always ready to give his children the wisdom that they need to live their lives according to his purpose for them and to bring honor and glory to his name as the beginning scripture that I opened with. Thank you guys for being with us, for being patient, and for hanging in there. I'm not used to speaking, so I appreciate your patience with me, and thank you for it, and hope that you all will tune back in next week when Verna has returned, and I know that she will be so happy to be back at the show and speaking with you all again. And again, the call-in number is 347-637-3920. For Evangelist Donald Shavers, I will give him about 5 to 10 more minutes, somewhere in there, to call in and reach out to us and join us to let us know what God may be placing on his heart, to let you all know about his ministry and exactly what he does. Let's see if I can go ahead and give you a little bit of that information. See, his Twitter account says that he is an intercessor, singer, musician, and preacher, loves Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ lives within him. And we are so glad to hear that. And it's such a wonderful life that Christ gives us that when we let him live through us. I have personally run into so many people over the last few days who just tell me that I glow. They seem kind of drawn to me in some way, and I can only credit that to the love of the Father who is in me, and thank him that he shines through me and that he confirms it through strangers even who just let me know that they see something in me that draws them to me. And so it's only through Christ that that happens. And I thank him for it. Because I always want to be a blessing to people. I want my legacy to be that when people talk about me, they say that I was a kind and loving person and that it showed in my face. And I think that's what God wants too. When Moses encountered God, he shone with the radiance of God's glory. And so I think that as we do spend time with God and we spend time in submission to him, it does show. It shows in our countenance. It shows in even maybe the physical color of our skin, just a glow that is unexplainable to those who do not know Christ. And so that gives us a great opportunity and a door to explain to them exactly what it is about us that makes us so attractive to them, that it is the love of Christ. And then we need to actually treat them like we have the love of Christ and not, be haughty and have attitudes and be mean to people and cussing and different things. If we're going to tell people we have the love of Christ showing in us, we need to actually show we have the love of Christ living in us. And so that's just a gentle reminder that, and looking right here, I see just scrolling through the internet, the scripture verse that would support that is Ephesians 4, 31 and 30. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, and harsh words and slander. So we, as well as all types of evil behavior, instead be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another just as God through Christ has forgiven you. And I know sometimes when I get really angry with people and I'm not so friendly, because I'm not always as friendly as strangers seem to think I am, then it's usually because I'm not forgiving somebody for something they just did or said to me, or, you know, the clerk at the grocery store. If my forgiveness is not instant as it should be, because I have momentarily forgotten the forgiveness that was extended to me through Christ, then I can be mean and harsh to her, and she doesn't deserve that. And so just a reminder to forgive as instantly as you possibly can as a follower of Christ. And I do believe that we have missed Evangelist Donald Shavers II. You can check him out on Twitter or on Facebook and learn more about him there if you would like. And hopefully, Verna will be able to speak with him, check with him, make sure that everything is all right on his end. And so with these closing words, I just want to give you today's verse again. It is Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And this is Michelle Watson signing out on behalf of Verna V. Nickelberry. We thank our sponsors for sponsoring us each week. And you will now have the closing music of Release the Sound by Mr. John Murray. Thank you and have a good night.
We sanctify. Sacrifice.